So I'm still very young and confused, don't worry. Okay, members, I want to believe that we all received minutes that are starting from the 11th of August, because others will receive them late, those that are starting from March and so on. So I think maybe we have gone through these minutes that are in front of us. And therefore, I'm requesting that we go straight to what we are here for. The first date of minutes is dated the 11th of August. I don't know whether members have had an opportunity to read those minutes. 11th of August.
Chairperson, I want to register that I'm not waiting. That's the correction that I want to register. First, I'm Belati, backward. It seems as if he has gone through all most of the minutes. Specifically, I'm registering now for all the minutes that we will hear from, because I don't want to register that now and then. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable That will be page one of this minute. If we go to page two, I don't know whether members have anything they want to correct there. Honorable Gray.
Chairperson, it's just a question for clarity. I've observed that sometimes when the scriber is writing, they mention names of people, but somewhere they don't. I just want to check which one do we take. Do we take that the committee says, or do we say so and so says? Because it's not consistent.
Thank you very much for grace, because also I was very worried about that, because sometimes if you follow that, then you could have a problem that you did not say some of the things that were said by other people. That's why my advice to whoever takes the minute is to write the thing. You can sometimes say there was this discussion and this is the decision of the committee. Because once you start mentioning so and so such this, so and so, you will have a long minute. And so I also observed that, but it's also not consistent. In other minutes, they mention names, in other they don't.
Thank you for that. I also did observe that, but you remember we changed secretary, and I think during this time it was Glovo that was taking minutes, but I will fully agree with it that we shouldn't write names. And I'm not very sure whether you are saying in these minutes it will be a little bit difficult to change that, because a person was actually taking them. But going forward, it's not here, but going forward we can agree that we'll not be writing names. We probably can say something about the discussion, but what is important is what the committee is deciding on. Just on definition, that page which is there, the number as well, and no. But just definition, the committee agrees that if they define the term torture, they would also be preempting the bill currently being dealt with by the Department of Justice. I'm not sure whether that is true. Is torture being dealt with by the department? Yes. Or it is with the department? So this is correct. Oh, okay. To be sure, okay. Page 3. I read this, it was just that question. Can we take that this minute?
I didn't agree then, I don't agree even now, but the minutes are factual. Mr. Bjorkman did say that the ICT is not a priority to NIA. I questioned then and he did not convince me, but it's still there. Because I don't believe that challenged that he was what he said. So even as I said, even at that time, I had problems.
So you attend this minute, I told the reflection of what happened. Thank you very much. Moving on to our second set of minutes. Yes, are you moving for the adoption, Honorable George?
Yes.
You are in second. Honorable Grace is seconding. Thank you very much. We're moving on to the minutes of the 13th August. I want to believe that the VP will still be corrected there. Honorable.
Yeah, just in the absence of Ms. Kulabaha, the item between the two, the double vote, and like throughout the committee.
She said, okay, that will be page one of those minutes. Page two.
Sorry, Chair.
Another good card.
Not that I really have a problem, but I suppose that these are official records of the committee. Then my surname should be spelled correctly. Yeah. Two N's at the end. And I noticed throughout the minutes there's times when it has two and times when it has one. So just, I'm not being nice, but I just read it.
Two N. Okay. The second page of this minute, appointment of executive director, where reference was made to parliamentary committee. The committee agreed to use the word committee or even to name the committee that would be informed of the name of a successful candidate by the minister. I can't understand it. I'm trying to read this and understand what it means. Appointment of the executive director, where reference was made to parliamentary committee. The committee agreed to use the word committee or even to name the committee that would be informed of the name of a successful candidate by the minister.
My problem with this statement, Madam Chair, you know, if you deal with minutes, the way the minutes have been written, even the first one, sometimes they start with a statement which would not, if you say minutes are normally a record for many years to come. But the way the minutes are written here, it's writing for us. But what it does not do, for instance, we deal with these minutes on the 16th of August, now mid-November. We can't remember. If we should have started by what led us to decide this, even if it's one sentence, it would help us. But I see sometimes that starts with a decision, which you have to think now, what is it that we're discussing, what led us to this decision? But I'm saying the style of the men is so, we can't say they are not correct. But sometimes it does not help you.
But we're discussing the item before us. The appointment of the executive director.
I agree with you that it's a bit difficult. I think if I remember correctly, the issue was around that the NCRP committee must also be informed, and that we decided then just to use the word committee. But I'm also in the same position as Mr. George. It's very difficult to remember exactly what it is that we discussed here. I don't know whether it makes a difference if one removed that, whether it's going to make a difference to the minutes. I would suggest if we just remove that section.
It's not making a difference.
No. You may not remove it because it's a clause, so it's not in the bill as such. But you can put a full stop after the word committee and remove all. And remove the rest of, because say with reference to the main. governmental committee. The committee agreed to wear the word committee. You know, or even that means the tautology to the first one. I'm not an English speaker, but if you listen to it now, it repeats what you say at the first one. I don't know. And if you look at it, you may not remove the whole thing because the clause on it, any page has purpose. And I look at that.
I think I want to agree with Honorable Joe. Because I think we Honorable Alevis is also correct to say we were discussing, I mean, according to that bill, we were saying the minister must inform, were specific to say the portfolio committee on safety and security or police. But we said, what if it changes? What if the name changes? What if it's no longer police? It is something, it's given another name. And we made the example of the fact that in the particular safety and security, and now it is police. And therefore, to specify, it creates problems because it can actually mean amending the bill, the act. That was the argument. And then the issue that in Parliament you have two houses. I think we have to check this one. We have to check this one, check the bill on this one, as to what eventually did we agree upon. Because normally you would have thought that ultimately we agreed on parliamentary committee. But if it seems like say we are saying no, we are questioning parliamentary committee. Because if you're saying parliamentary committee, you are accommodating both MA and COP. So I think we'll have to check the bill on this one.
Why I'm not raising an argument. Why are we going to check the bill and so on? Any definition of the committee, it does not involve NCOP. Any definition of a committee in any bill does not say NCOP. That is why my argument was saying, why don't we put a full stop before we come to all? Because it means we are repeating ourselves by going further. But I'm not hindering you, Chairperson, to check it. But in any definition of any committee, it does not say NCOP committee.
That is true, Lieutenant. And that is why we need to check the bill. Because you would have thought that maybe ultimately we then said parliamentary committee to accommodate both houses. But now we are saying the reference was made to parliamentary committee. We agreed to use the word committee. That is it. I think we need to check the bill for this one. Okay. Anything on clause 7? I was going to say, Mr. George queries the appropriateness of the phrase "may withdraw a certificate of appointment if a person failed to obtain a clearance." I think it's correct. Other than this question, which I personally had, this clause 5. When I read this minutes, I thought the way it's correct. Can we move for the adoption? Oh, what then do we do? We have this one to check. Can we check and can we amend pending correction by?
Yeah, move for adoption pending the correction.
Any second. Honorable Job is seconding. So we definitely correct this. Check this and correct it. So this set of minutes is adopted. We're going to the minutes of the 17th of August. This being Lovu is corrected on page 1. Page 2. I read this minutes myself. But I'm not saying I'm the most reliable, but I did read them. I couldn't find anything, because they're just referring to clauses of bill they took the bill where we changed this and they, so they just on that. And I couldn't find anything wrong.
On this clause 28, where there are two full stops after member, just remove the one.
Can we therefore adopt this minute? Who wants to move for the adoption? Honorable John has voted for the adoption and definitely Honorable A, not Honorable Adel. Okay, minutes of the 24th of August. Page 1. Honorable Grace, Honorable A.
This item that is not reflecting here, the apology.
Capitan, that's my thinning wrong spell. Should be M-O. Motivar. Thanks. Sure, but apologies. If there were none, unless somebody says, yes, I apologize, then you can include. Not able to proclaim that he apologized. Yeah, the standing apology.
I don't know whether it's the administration but in most cases, from most cases, I don't need an apology. I don't mind taking it, but
so we therefore are including this apology within the end and grace to it. Yes,
just on page 2, the Office of Chief State Law Advisor, I presume, is that OCSLA. If they're going to put it in brackets, then it's got to be brackets throughout. And then the Senior State Deputy Chief State Law Advisor, the second one, is Wyse, B-O-O-Y-S-E. And B-O-O-Y-S-E. Second page 2, other people in attendance. If they are going to put in brackets, it needs to be put out. And then the second one is B-O-O-Y-S-E. And it's civilian secretaries, not civil. They're everything but civil.
And then the minutes themselves.
Yes, the problem with this minute is that the minute itself is still reflecting the changes that was made. It's not clean minute. If you see, for instance, on under one, the chairperson, the double C. So I think they just need to clean up this minute.
Yeah, it is true. Some of the things that are cancelled in the building. So this is the next to be done. Page 3. Uh, either in these corrections and so on. We are also referring to our to clauses, this and that. And can we therefore adopt this meaning? Honorable George is moving for adoption. Honorable Grace is not adopted. It's seconding. Minutes of the 26th of August. We did get some apologies. Honorable Grace, and then I have to say my thing might be M.O. M.O. I'm just quiet because my initials are L.S. But here in Parliament they like L. And I like the S, that's the thing. Page 2 of this minute, Honorable Craig, Honorable Annelies.
Now, Chair, I just wanted to indicate that the 26th was my birthday and the Honorable Lawyer had forgotten about it.
Yeah, on the 24th of August was mine and he forgot about
no,
it.
Let me say, Jefferson, I must have a card. I will buy a new dial now. Beginning of the year, every member of this committee must give me his or her birthday so that I won't forget.
Talking about members that will be here next year, Mr. George. Page 2, Jefferson, deliberations on civilian secretariat of full police service.
Following the proposals that were made on the combined bill, that the SLA is referred to as an informal document. That is correct. Agenda item deliberations on civilian secretariat for police service bill. That paragraph number 2. It was an informal document, it was called. Okay, that was the only question I had on that one, page 3. I didn't. Anything?
Yes. Small thing off on page 2, objects of the act need to move to page 3. That's at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Go away, please.
Objects of the act, okay. Anything else, then, just 1650. Can we adopt this minute? Indeed, Honorable Lovu has sent an apology. He's sending an apology, that is true. We knew he was ill. And therefore, we need to move on. Coming to, or can we move for the adoption of this minutes of the 26th? Honorable Tobi is moving for the adoption in the second. Honorable Nekhetho is seconding, and thank you. Minutes of the 31st August. I think what is missing here is the logo, the parliament logo. So that they are in the parliament document. So I must have that. They've been over.
on that same page? The bold for the party. The bold. Where they've got the party to bold. Just change it back to ordinary typing. Where it says ANC is in bold. It just seems normal typing, not bold. This organization is attending, Minister of Police, the Minister wasn't there, was he? He wasn't. Not at that meeting. If it was meant Ministry of Police for some representative from his office, I don't think that's correct either, because the Secretariat is the Secretariat.
Minister was present to table the Secretariat meeting, Secretariat bill. Yes.
Okay. I see that both books were tabled on the same day. Mm-hmm. Now, it can't be on this day, because we've already done all these others. That's referring to the ICD. So it can't be on the 31st of August.
I was just reading this other paragraph that followed. The chairperson highlighted that this was an important piece of legislation as it responded to the matters that the committee had been raising for many years. police secretariat was then requested to attend to certain changes as had been suggested during the period. I actually checked my notes. It was like about a clear civilian role, about a clear civilian secretary role. It was something like that. Not just raising for many years. Raising what for many years? It actually was talking to the role of the secretary. Those are the ones. So probably if we can just update. And then paragraph presentation of the document. You're welcome, Ms. Colabanet. Okay. Presentation of the document of suggested amendment. The second paragraph, it further told the committee, I think she said. Okay. Narrable, Anika.
Previous paragraphs, effective changes on the role of liberation from civilian secretariat for police service role. I think also what the police secretariat was then requested to attend to certain sharing, which has happened suggested during previous meetings. I think that part of your opening remarks there was, I think what this is trying to capture is the fact that you said that during those years there was a request that it be separate legislation. And because it's not, it changes, I mean, we're only starting, so this is creating the impression that we've requested them to submit to make certain changes from previous meetings. So that's what, I think it's very referring to separate legislation for the secretary.
Because we had a discussion on this bill on the 26th and had made some changes. So we're continuing with the civilian secretariat bill on the 31st of August. It wasn't the first time that we were deliberating on the bill. So there had been some changes that the secretariat was instructed together with the legal advisors to effect. And I think that statement is trying to capture that. Now I just want to check it.
If that's the case, then I think what we should do here is that because you're also not satisfied with the first sentence, that we rewrite that subsection just so that it makes more sense. Because the way it's written now, it doesn't make quite.
This is just a thought that it's referring to two separate issue. Certainly the first sentence there should be a paragraph in between, a space, double space in between, because the second part where the police secretary had been requested on the, and then you might want to put the date that we spoke to them about this. But certainly your first sentence where you highlighted was an important piece of legislation because it responds to matters that we've been raising for many years. That looks okay to me, but then it can't be linked to the next sentence. So you need to maybe push that down and say that police secretariat has been requested to attend to certain changes, and then name the date of the previous meeting. That might cover it. Just to link that to not to your sentence, but to another meeting.
Okay. If we're going to go that way, that route, then the first sentence needs to come out before the method that the committee has been ready for many years.
Exactly. Oh, sorry, come on. Yes, go on. Yes, exactly. I saw the V as well. You're quite right. Thank you. So the V in the first sentence needs to come out. And that way it's too far. Okay. So moving on. We said that paragraph that the decision not it. That is page 2, page 3, page 2,
just in the second last paragraph, starts thereafter.
state laws rather than it should be the officer of the state laws rather than it should.
The state law
at the
in that same paragraph as well, we need to have a paragraph break. After would be suspended, paragraph break, you said it's also committed, that's also 81. Paragraph break, just a space between the sentence.
Yeah, two paragraphs.
Two paragraphs.
Page 3. Page 4. Close. Okay. Honorable Annelies.
For consistency, the headings now needs to be in bold. Because I see they now not.
Close 5. It was pointed out that the clause had been aligned with the definition of civilian secretariat and that paragraph 8 had been amended. It was asked whether the secretariat was going to do what the secretariat was going to do about the community policy and forum. The secretary of police concurred with the proposal made about the wedding. It was stated that the references to CPFs would not be taken out of the sub-act. There were no proper functions of CPS. I can't understand that. I would have thought that if it, the statement of it was... For me, if it was stated that the references to CPS should not be taken out of the sub-act until the review of the sub-act, it would make sense. Because I can't understand, there were no proper functioning CPS.
I think the way it's written here is wrong, but it is what we were trying to say was that there were some CPS that were not functioning properly. It's not that there were no proper functioning of CPS. Some CPS were not functioning properly, and until the review of the sub-act, there would be dual functions performed by the Secretariat and the SAPS. So what we're saying is in the interaction with the CPS would be from the side of the police as well as from the side of the Secretariat.
That's the way around that would be to say there were certain non-functioning CPS. So that just means a few, because it's not there were no, I mean, there's certainly many properly functioning CPS, but there were a handful that were a problem. So that should possibly be there were certain non-functioning CPS, and then the rest could read it as well. That was sorted out. But I can't understand. Let me read again. It was stated that the references to CPS would not be taken out of the sub-act. And then you say, there were no proper functioning CPFs, and until the review of the sub-act, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't even if we wanted to say some of the CPFs are not functioning, but I think the point that we're making, it was stated that the references to CPFs would not be taken out of the sub-act until the review of the sub-act. Then you talk about some of the CPFs that might be but might not be functioning. It makes no sense when the statement is just the honorable amendment.
See, we can actually take that sentence out. It was such that the reference to CPS was not taken out of the sub-act. In reality, it, then you start again with, until the review of the sub-act, there would be dual functions performed by the Secretariat and the FIPS. In reality, at the moment, it was the Secretariat that is playing a greater role in enhancing CPS, although in theory responsibility remains the sub.
So that it's full stop there, and then we delete that, and then the sentence that is until. Yeah. Let's move. Yeah. I think I'm comfortable with it. Let's move that. We're going to page 5. That, I mean, the second paragraph on the question of the DVA, it was stated that a huge amount of the secretariat's time would be taken up with producing quality reports so that the minister could issue instructions in this regard. Doesn't make sense at all.
See, it's not influencing the minister, because there's no decision coupled to it. So we can really just remove it. I mean, I agree with... I resent to say it, but I actually agree with Mr. George that we're taking minutes in too much detail, and that this is really not a decision. We can actually just take it out.
Okay, that is page 5. Page 6, I think we've heard that we're going to bold those. Page 7.
That seems to me, I might be wrong, to be the first reference of the IFAS bill on the top of page 6 has been referred to previously. I don't think so. I didn't see it. Anyway, the first time that IFAS is used, it must be written in full. The IPID. It must be written out independently, etc., etc., and then in brackets, IFAS. That's how it should be properly amended. Thank you.
Okay. Page 7.
Page 5. At the bottom of page 5, clause 11. Account of, there should be a bit more, two or three dots to say that the sentence is not ending. Page 5, at the bottom, the very last, account of. There should be one or two more full stops so that it indicates the sentence is continuing.
Yeah, it would go dot, 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 then the apostrophe mark, and then a full stop. Yes.
Okay. One, pick 7.
Lola, you've got continuously to put state law advisors just in capital.
Yeah. Another thing that was irritating, and I can't get over the irritation, chairperson, I think, must be with a capital C. We haven't put it, you are referred to a number of times, but I think throughout, it is also a title, so I think it must have a capital C, please.
Okay, we are done. Can we therefore move for the adoption of this minister's amendment? Honorable Grace.
I move for the adoption of the minister.
Honorable Grace is seconding that. Minutes of the 5th of September.
Understand why Mr. George is either seconding or proposing. One of the presidents, and he started with removed from committee.
Okay. Again?
Oh,
yes. 1st of September, yes, that's where we are. Honorable Anneli.
Greeting by the Secretariat on the Implementation Plan of the Civilian Secretariat. And it's also 4th. Civilian, again, not civil.
Page 1, page 2. The statement, the last paragraph, there were still certain areas in the plan that needed to be finalized. The suspended clauses would come into effect in 2011-2012. Also, the tenses in that very last sentence are a bit backwards. It should perhaps read the Secretariat, when the Secretariat became a designated department, the cost of the Secretariat would increase. Okay.
I was really thinking that the 2011-2012 was on condition that the bill is approved. I'm not sure. Because it says there were still certain areas in the plan that needed to be finalized. The suspended clauses will come into effect on 2011-2012. I thought there was a condition to this if, of course, it is approved or pending to approval of the bill or the passing of the bill. Because what if this bill is not passed? What if the president sends the bill back to us? That was the issue. Probably. And the service were expected to come. Page 2, page 3, I mean. Honorable Craig.
I'm sure there's a couple of more grammar issues here that I'm picking up on. But in the second paragraph, third line, responsible for safety and security. Those two, safety and security, the S, each word should be a capital letter because it's referring to the actual provincial department.
Where are you on that appointment?
I'm on page 3.
Page 3.
Second paragraph, third line. It refers to is responsible for safety and security. I'm saying safety and security, the S should be a capital letter because it refers to the provincial department. Then on the fourth line, the very next line, you start with the sentence says Department of Public Service Administration, it should be that department.
What's the second correction comment?
On the very next line, the sentence says, starts Department of Public Service Administration, it should be that department.
Okay.
And then the next paragraph, I just wanted to check whether this is correct. It talks about the final budget would be ready by May 2011. But my understanding, when we were talking, the budget for the civilian secretariat would come into effect on in the following financial year, not 2011. It would be coming into effect in the 2012-2013 financial year. I'm not sure whether that is correct.
I'm just around the first line, you write information technology all the way out. Now, in the previous pages, it's just IT. So the first time you put IT, you write information technology in brackets IT, and then everywhere after, because in after that, you use IT again, down at the bottom here, halfway through. So it's just on that top line, you for some reason write it up in full. So you must either write them all out, or you must write it once, put in brackets after it IT, and then use IT every other time. There's also in third paragraph down the transfer functions from the SAP to the new civilian secretariat. We'll put a V there, and then right on the last line is community policing fora, F-O-R-A, not forums.
Honorable clerk has written an issue here. It would be in place during the 2011-12 financial year. And he's saying, in fact, by May 2011. Was it 2011 or 2012?
He's saying 2012. I don't actually recall.
Honorable
the honorable clerk said that the budget would only come into effect. But I think that the problem here is that what they're actually trying to say is that only after DPSA has done the final study with the around May of next year would they be ready to give us the estimate in terms of what the cost would be. That's why it's also May and not the normal budget date of March.
Takes it to be correct.
Okay. I think you put it clearer, because otherwise somebody else is also going to be the job. I think we should say the secretariat would be able to present a final budget figure to the committee by May 2011. No, but it's not the presentation either, because I mean they're not going to. That's the final cost.
The secretary will be able to present the final budget by May 2011.
Final cost, I think. It was more issue of cost. It's not a budget costing, it was more issue of cost.
So what you're saying is the secretariat will be able to present a final cost by May 2011. Okay. And we're going to page 4. When briefing the committee, the executive director, Mr. Franco Spielman, I think, highlighted the following. Honorable.
Sorry, on page 3 there's also again a reference to fora. Must change to fora. And for instance, under Ms. Nombulan Zimande, there's again a reference to fora under what she said.
Chair, I think when we refer to Mr. Franco Biersman, we should put his title. In
Kaiser's name. Executive Director from Costa Rica, yes. Yes.
And then in the next question, the paragraph starts ICD, it must be the ICD would develop.
And number 3 is announcement, not committee decision. Number 3, not that committee decision is announced. Anything else that you want to add, Honorable John?
Chair, from the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th paragraph from the top on page 4, starts with ICD would develop an alliance. It should be that ICD.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
The things we've highlighted in one set of minutes will then be carried through all the rest of them.
But you also think for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable Anneli. Yes. Okay, Honorable Anneli. For the Anneli is attending. We are on the minutes of the 3rd of September. Now, let me say that we're doing a report on these minutes. Okay. Another one.
The person on the latest agenda, briefing by the South African Police Service on supply chain management, and then we don't have to repeat again supply chain management.
Okay, page 2.
Chair, just you know, if you look at the under the officials in attendance, your members of the SAPS actually have ranks. And it looks like we possibly demoted them suddenly. So, on a more serious note, we need to put in the respective ranks that they have, whether it's brigadier or colonel or captain or major.
I think we must take out the media, because they're not official. Yeah, the media is listed there as well. SABC, Sunday Times, SABC, SABC. In that same, under that same thing. Yeah. And Honorable Human Secretary is there as well. So I would really suggest that we just keep the DPW, SAPS, Ministry of Police, Civilian Secretariat, or Police.
I think also it would be appropriate to put, you know, all right, we've got their ranks there, but we're just saying SAP. It doesn't say that they are head of a particular division. You understand? You know, for example, General B. Fedder, you should have National Police Commission, et cetera. I would put their actual title then, so that one is aware immediately that General Drumhunt is from. Yeah.
There are a couple of things under this thing. It's Gary Cruiser, it's not clear. Cruiser. I don't know how you spell it, but it's not clear. Again, I agree in terms of the ranks, you will have to do that, and it might be necessary even to get the position. Because I think for further record, it's going to be important. I know we're giving Zola a hell of a task here, but some of these people answer questions, and in future records, this might be important. Then Ms. Coquette, I think that's a zero instead of a O. Just check that one as well. What is on?
I think it would be better if also delegation of the police normally led by the National Commissioner. That you put the National Commissioner as number one instead of putting him with the master down there. Not number one, number three, four.
I agree with Mr. Johnson. I think what we need to do, while we're not going to redo it, is put the SAP guys together and then put the DPW guys after that and the ministry or secretariat after that.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, with regard to this mix, I think we need to put the officials together and also put the media. You can just say media and put the names of the media. Oh. Okay, but if, yeah, because that I'm just saying that, yeah.
I'm going to check because in all our meetings, the media was there. We did not put the media present. Yeah, because the media is always there. Even in our previous meeting, the media was there, but we did not put the media present. So my view is that leave the
taking
media
out. Honorable Anneli?
I think the same argument that we've raised in terms of putting the National Commissioner first in terms of the staff. We must remember that the Deputy Director General of DPW was there, so that we do the same in terms of DPW is
very
short.
Okay, then that is officials in attendance. One minute. Okay, then we're moving on, opening and welcome the Chairperson. We'll come to the board to the meeting and extend it. And welcome to General Employment. I mentioned that on 03 August. When the minister was introducing the IT bill, in her opening remarks, the chairperson, she had asked him to convey. I can't read this sentence, it doesn't make much sense to me. She mentioned that on 03 August 2011, the minister introduced the IT bill and the committee had asked him. I think it doesn't make sense. So, in fact, she mentioned that on 03 August 2010, when the minister was introducing the IT bill, in her opening remarks, she had asked him to convey the message of gratitude on the way the Subs conducted themselves during the FIFA World Cup.
Microphones, okay? Page 3.
following on some of the issues that emanated, what I needed answers or clarity on, not from. And the other thing I picked up was bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bullet point 6, those built by, I don't know what's the end, but anyway, DPW. What is the end for? National. Built. It needs to be built, not built.
The first paragraph on page 3. It has transpired that the committee was not pleased. I think it had transpired as unnecessary. The committee was not pleased with the answers that were provided by the SAPF on that day, and the SAPF asked the committee to postpone the meeting so that they could come back with clear answers as required by the committee. It wasn't, and apparently, we know they've asked them. So, I'll be not lying to you, I promise. I know you wouldn't say that.
Change the tense slightly, then it needs to be the committee had not been pleased with the answers that had been provided by the SAPs on that day. And, never mind the apparently, the SAPs had asked the committee to postpone the meeting so that they could come back, whatever the rest is fine.
I just want to be sure, is it enough to say the following are some of the issues, because it is true that some of these issues had not emanated from the main presentation, surely, many of them for that matter. The listing, for instance, it was not an issue in May, so I just want to check if that is, it explains.
Perhaps it's best to just say the following are some of the issues that the committee needed answers on.
The following are some of the issues that the committee.
Some of these, even if you say that the committee needed answers on, it seems then that as if the issues, for instance, the resignation were raised in the past. Well, this is what you first come up with. Well, you've raised it in a committee meeting, but in their absence, you've raised it before. But that's the first time that we directly raised it with them. So I do think this was part of your opening remarks, if I remember correctly. And I think that's where it should reflect that. The chairperson reflected on some of the issues that the committee would like clarity on. And I think that would maybe substitute that first sentence above the bullet with something like that. That would be a more correct reflection. No, definitely not. Because first of all, the chairperson is it was part of the chairperson's opening remarks. And it was new issues as well as those issues in May. So I think it would be more correct if we just simply say that the chairperson in her opening remark reflect on issues that the department should respond to.
I would still believe that you can put the statement, but I think because there was too much emphasis on May and February. And so if you were to say, so that is the correct report, this includes issues raised in the May presentation.
I want to check, and then what is it that you are saying now?
I was saying these are the issues presented by analysts, but I also said it must include these issues, that's the separate sentence, include matters that were raised in the main presentation. Because the main presentation was key in that presentation, so it should be reflected. And even if you look at it, you also emphasize the main presentation.
The fact of the matter is, in the opening remarks of the chairperson, there were issues that I said that she raised. I have.
Yes.
But of course, there are others. They are mixed. There are others that were raised by members of questions. Because if you remember well in this meeting, we agreed that we're going to ask questions based on the main meeting document before they make a presentation of the document that they prepared for the meeting. So there were issues that were raised by the chairperson in her remarks, and they're not captured as such. And then there were other issues, questions that were asked by members before the presentation was made, based on the main meeting. And if you check this, it's sort of, yeah, it's quite mixed. I'm not sure, because that one is very easy to correct. I think. Honorable members, honorable analysts.
In her opening remarks, mentioned issues that required answers or clarity among the issues raised in May. And then we can go. Have you got that? I don't know, my first piece.
Can you see?
The chairperson in her opening remarks says issues that the department has responded to among the
I'm going to give up that. Item number, bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, prioritizing of project Mayflower qualification was on the priority list. So the committee wanted to know the system of prioritizing projects of. The following bullet, station commanders are entitled. The committee wanted to know the process of accessing it. Yes, another comment.
Bullet 4. Oh, bullet 5, sorry. The Philippi Training College that is in Texas. Not apparently we were there. I think what is, Chairperson, can I just suggest something? I think for bullets from prioritizing of projects, station commanders, that the committee, I think we should rework those things. So the committee wants clarity on the prioritization of, and then say, of building projects, the prioritization of building projects. Example, Mayflower was on the priority list and disappeared. Then the next bullet. The committee wants clarity, whatever things we are using here, we leave that to the School of Arts to correct. The committee wants clarity on the process of accessing the 20,000 rand for maintenance, the day-to-day maintenance. The way we've written it here is like, third last bullet, a clear indication on whether police stations are under the full control of SAP.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a clear indication what it was on which police stations, not on whether they are. Because we knew that some were with SAP and some were with fabric works. communication on which police persons, and I don't think it's full control because that also sounds very funny, a clear indication on which police stations that are responsible for the maintenance.
Indication on which police station. Clear indication on which police station fall under SAP or DPW for maintenance. Okay. Okay, anything else? Information.
I think it should rather be the continuous use of consultants by the NCPS despite an information note sent by the Department of Public Works and signed for by General so and so. Thanking that that will not be
consulted.
I haven't written it down.
No, you're not that. Next page.
On that first line under the general response that follows, says there some of the questions would be answered through the presentation that the SAP. Not sure whether the honourable Claude Bonner picked that up.
Page 4.
grateful. Where is the name of the house? And the last sentence, just the, he was told that PPP did not like this. I think it doesn't make sense that you didn't do it. Yeah. He was told that PPP did not like this. And PPP can't talk. Public private partnership. Paragraph number 2, page 4, it said if the PW, when, is it way or what, doing the renovation, then you would say, when doing the renovation, DPW, Department of Public Works. Can it be when?
When you write like 12, and there's always a hyphen, and then million. So in between the number and the million, each time you just put your little dash, right?
No, I think it's correct. Okay, because it continues to say, but then they should sign So, yeah.
After, again, after that, another document was sent to his office requiring his signature. The document was about the renovations to his office and that of the minister, amounting to 12 million rand. He was told 8 million would be used for renovations, while 4 million would be used for rent and transit for both offices. He asked why the building was being renovated by the government if it was privately owned. Was told the lease had expired and the government was not renewing it. Therefore, rent of 4 million rand for an interim headquarters was being paid because the lease on the current building was not being renewed. He wondered why renovation to the new building was being done by the subs and not his.
It's not correct. The renovations was on the offices. The 4 million would have been paid for the interim period when they couldn't use the offices for another building. But it's only for those, for their offices with their staff, because their staff obviously had to move with them, not for the whole of staff. This, what is confusing is that he was told to lease had expired and government was not renewing it. Therefore, rent of 4 million for an interim headquarters was in place because the lease of the current building was not being renewed. That is where the problem starts coming in here. He was wondered why renovations to the new building. Exactly. Were being done by the SACS and not DW. But still the renovations were being done by DW, but he had to sign the agreement.
Yeah. It's the building that they are occupying, or they were occupying, on the current board. He wondered why is the renovation to the building being done by current building and current building and not DPW. He was told the renovations were being done by DPW, but he said sign the agreement. And if DPW were doing the renovations, then they should sign the agreement, and the matter was never raised again.
Can I request that this be checked again? Because this is not correct. This is definitely not correct. We're confusing two or three issues here. And I really think this needs to be corrected. I also don't know whether we're not going into much detail.
Yeah.
I really think that's why we're confusing the issue. Because there is a report.
That is what I said initially.
Yeah.
But remember, we have a report.
So I really think we're going into much detail. Can't the report take the place of this minute, or should, or can, is it possible that I'm just asking you that the report takes the place of the minute?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yes.
You reverse the report to the minute, you mean? No, no.
I
know that's what
we adopted.
Yeah.
And it was discussed at length by the committee.
Yeah.
And the worry would be to say we now going to minutes that are so detailed without even a report doing this, and we said we must actually be adopting things that are contradicting what we've already adopted. And that is why I said we must remember we have a report that we adopted. It was a report of this meeting. We said we're reporting, we're adopting it.
We can convert the report that we've adopted as not recommended as a report. That's why the law is confusing me. The report that we've adopted has become the minutes of the meeting, and not the minutes that have become the report. You understand? So long. The minutes, this minute here can't be the report. The report that we've adopted has become the minute. You understand?
And okay. Is that what we are actually saying, quite simply adding the attendance and so on.
Yes.
And that then becomes the minute. And it makes our life very easy because these minutes are too detailed and we already have had enough time to engage. So what we're going to do is just to add the attendance so that report then becomes a minute. Okay. Thank you very much for that. And therefore it takes us forward. Members, we time now is 6:45. But the because before we close, we have to decide. We said we have got to adopt all these minutes, including the report this year. Before we adjourn, we can't take this minute to 2011. That'd be important.
Can't you say can? Because we say it's for us. We came here knowing that we're going to finish at 7. Can't we use this 15 minutes and deal and see where we end by 7 o'clock?
Okay.
So I'm worried about taking time to discuss.
All 7 September minutes. That's where we are. Honorable, again, civilian secretary for police, and then chairperson of capital letter C. Ms. Colapa, not Tyson or not? Take two
and one
again. And I'll be back. Okay.
Okay.
Another
book,
correct?
Yeah, Jay, I'm just opening and welcome. It's actually not on it, actually in her opening remark. Paragraph start. Chairperson mentioned that in the previous week, the article was debated in the House. Okay. Has been debated in the House. Now, I don't know that you would have said it, or the chairperson would have said it would be debated again on the 8th of September,
no.
Because it was not going to be debated again.
Okay.
We need to just reword that.
Chairperson, before those changes, on officials in attendance again, if we are going to say Office of the Chief State Law Advisor, I don't think it's necessary to say Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. Office of the State Law Advisor, it just consistency, that's what I'm asking for. Federal advisor.
Yeah, at the bottom, at the cross by cross, the deliberation on civilian secretary.
Yeah,
Sorry, they are decisions in the paragraph as well. So maybe we should say committee decisions and announcements, because we did decide, for instance, that to convert the committee report to a recommendation to be debated now. That was the decision that we took. The committee also agreed that the minutes of the meeting on 3rd September should be converted to committee report with recommendations to be debated now. That was the decision. So I'm saying that maybe we should say committee decisions and announcements. And then for the full stop before the four just need to fall away.
When is the full stop?
Before four.
Oh,
there's,
okay.
There's a full stop there.
Okay.
Closing a dock.
put in September, I think, by South African Police Service in their training program. I'm worried because this we need to raise this meeting. On their training program. But because these others are easy to adopt on legislation, changing of programs, and so they are easy to adopt. But these, I think. We have to decide at 5 to 7. Are we adjourning at 7 or after 7? Can we decide? What time are we adjourning? Maybe members who are rushing transport can actually leave. I just want us to discuss as to when else are we going to meet to adopt all these meetings. I'm asking. Honorable Craig?
Chairperson, I mean, it's not just these minutes that we have to sort out. Surely it's minutes of other meetings that have been happening since this has taken place. Because I would imagine if you're saying we can't adopt minutes for this year in 2011, next year. No, I'm just saying that surely we should be looking at adopting all our minutes for this year, in this year. Now, I understand that this, we're battling with committee days, but if it means we then have to come and sit here in the committee week to do that, then I would say that we're going to have to do that. But I would really want to say that I don't think we should be going into the new year with any minutes from 2011 outstanding. That would be my request. I'm not too sure if I'm upsetting people's plans, but I think we're going to have to look at doing that.
Jefferson, I want to second the Honourable Schneeman. If we're going to go ahead now, we're not going to finish in any case because we have received these today, and I haven't gone through them. I don't know whether other members have gone through them. The reports are here as well. And I would suggest that we do schedule a meeting where we can adopt these minutes. Even if we then say that next week's meeting, after the meeting,
we just carry on.
And see how far we get then and see whether it's necessary to go, schedule another meeting.
We still have two Fridays. This Friday and the Friday of the 18th. And we still have a Wednesday afternoon like today, next week. I don't know. We might have to decide on that one. Because on Wednesday. Tuesday evening will probably consider next Friday. Because indeed some of these, they are not just minutes, they are reports. We have minutes, March minutes, we have May, April, May minutes. They're not too long minutes, but we then have three reports. The Philippine decision, so it's quite a lot of it.
Yeah, I think it's being, Madam Chair, that one, we're meeting on Tuesday, and Tuesday evening we meet again, and do whatever. But if we don't finish on Tuesday, my proposal, that just we meet just like we have met today, that is Wednesday, again evening at 5, and go on, and my plea, that we carry on until we finish. I'm worried about Friday, when Parliament is rising on Thursday. I'm making Tuesday and Wednesday. Come again? Come again?
I really think we can go through these things quicker than we have today. Part of the reason why we are, as to say that we continue if we can. Even after this, we had the presentation on the Tuesday, there's time left until 1 o'clock or even until 2 o'clock, we can continue to work through lunchtime. I don't know about Tuesday afternoon because it's study group for us, but we can discuss that. But here, if we come here prepared, we can actually go through these minutes far quicker. So what I'm basically asking is that we come prepared.
We come prepared, but probably anticipating a possibility of a Friday meeting or next the following week, the committee meeting. For me, it would make more sense if we meet on Friday, even if Parliament rises on Thursday, we come back here to meet so that when we leave, we leave once we've adopted all the minutes. But I fully agree, members of this, we can't take these minutes to 2011. And we need a quorum on other people.
Let me just say this, though, that it might be the last sitting day next Thursday, but Parliament is not closing next week. So if need be, committees are meeting the following week as well, but I would want to then suggest that we meet next Friday. However, the proviso would be, there are meetings that we've been having that we don't have the minutes yet for, unless we've got all the minutes. But what I'm saying is, even for meetings like last week, we need all of those minutes. I understand that there will be one or two meetings that we might not have the minutes for. Like for next week when we meet next on Tuesday, I think there's a meeting. We might not have those minutes by Friday. But I think everything else we should say we need to have, so that on Friday we can adopt everything. At least we then go into the new year knowing that we've only got one set of minutes to sort out. That would be my proposal and my request.
Yeah, I agree, but members must also know that we have to compile a report and for the annual report. I see the annual report is the chair and secretary's report, because they not just minutes, and it puts a lot of pressure on the secretary, who must prepare as well as take minutes and prepare reports. So there will be few minutes that will go to 2011 for this year. But at least it must be few minutes. It cannot be much minutes, for instance. So I think that it's quite possible, because I think we prioritize reports over minutes for the annual report hearing. Yeah, so it's possible. I'm just saying that. Because what I've said to Zola is that she must ensure that we get these minutes. And remember, ICT is next week. So it puts a lot of pressure on the secretary. And yeah. But of course, this is what you're saying. Members, honorable members, is your hand up? No. Oh, okay. No, members, thank you very much. We will be meeting next week on Tuesday. It will be on the annual ICT annual report. And I think we have received documents. We receive documents, and therefore we can just prepare ourselves for that engagement. And if we finish early, we immediately move on to our minutes, because the DVA reports have also been deferred to next year, so we're not going to have any discussion on DVA. Thank you very much for the meeting, yes, I think.